Proclamation number 2389 of 30th June 1900 for the 12. Earth change in the law of compulsion and free will, responsibility. Throughout thousands of years the being had to endure compulsion, and this state was extremely painful, because the being was originally created in freedom and was now completely deprived of freedom. The path through earthly life was therefore constantly subject to a law of compulsion, or also, God's will determined both the nature of the external form and the activity of the being that traveled the path on earth. And this endlessly longward walk ends with a short time of freedom, a time where the being does not feel the compulsion so much, where it can also use its will as a free, independent individual being according to its own judgment. This time need not be agonizing in any way if the being uses its will correctly, i.e., in a way which corresponds to the goal and purpose of its earthly life, thus it favors higher development. Then the being will neither need to suffer nor feel its outer shell as a constraint, and in a short time will also be released from it and finally be free. But if the change on earth is painful, then the will of the being itself is the cause. It goes the wrong way and must be rebuked through suffering. Nevertheless, freedom of will remains with it until the end of this earthly walk in the flesh. But whether it receives its final freedom after the end of bodily life depends solely on its life on earth. It can be free of every shackle, both physically and spiritually, every cover can fall off it, and the being can therefore find itself in complete freedom. But it can also still take over fetters into the spiritual kingdom, insofar as every earthly or material desire means a fetter for the being. Then it can under certain circumstances again have to bear the pressure of such fetters for endless times, according to its will to free itself from this desire. Although the being no longer feels a physical shackle, the shackles of the spirit are all the more agonizing, for they oppress the being extraordinarily. For since the being's original state was freedom and power, it was not subject to coercion, whereas now it cannot yet freely determine an act which the being will certainly realize in the beyond after its earthly life, which had brought it free will, and therefore it suffers from the unfree state, albeit in a different way than in the stages before the embodiment as man, where it walked on earth in a certain state of compulsion. For in this state every activity and form was prescribed to the beingness and it could not resist, but now the state of compulsion is eliminated. It is not forced to any activity, but rather hindered by the lack of strength. And this lack of strength is particularly agonizing for the once freely created being. The being therefore strives for spiritual freedom as soon as it realizes that its original state was a state of freedom and strength. This realization, however, is only the result of its rightly used will. Being in a bound state always strives to be released from its present form because it perceives it as torment, but it knows nothing about its original nature and its destiny. In the state of free will, the constraint of its external form is less oppressive, but it is given the opportunity to recognize, and it now depends on its will to attain full realization, which then also guarantees its final release from the form. This last test of earthly life is only of short duration, but is completely sufficient to let the being come to realization if it does not put up resistance. But this short time on earth is also extraordinarily responsible, for it decides about life and death in eternity, yea, about freedom or constraint, about strength and power or powerless lifelessness. For the latter is the fate of those who did not allow their free will to become active on earth in accordance with God's will. For eternities it had to walk through creation according to His will for the purpose of its higher development, and the short time and the short time yet of freedom of will it now has to strive for and continue this of its own accord. If the being fails, then its will is still turned away from God, and it therefore cannot dwell near God. Therefore cannot receive the power and the light from God, consequently its state is a powerless and lightless one, which unspeakably depresses the once freely and perfectly created spiritual. Whereas the beingness, which has reached its original state again through a will constantly turned toward God, can work in spiritual freedom and unlimited power and abundance of strength for its own happiness. And the decision about this is placed into the hands of the human being on earth, his earthly life, and his will determine which fate the soul, the beingness from God, will one day be granted. Amen.